Wow, this is terrifying.
We got Drew. We got Drew.
Hello, everyone. I'm Andrew. I'm a child of God and a very grateful overcomer.
Hey!
If you guys will, with me, just take a deep breath. I probably needed that more than any of you, but thank you. Does anyone know where that breath came from? It came from God. That's right. Okay, you guys are ready. What does communion mean to me? Well, it means a lot more today than what it used to. When I was back in second grade, I had been going to a Catholic school for a couple of years, and before I could take my communion, I had to go through a first communion sacrament. I had to do stuff like confession, and I basically had to be made worthy of taking communion. So I did it, and right when I was about to receive my first communion, the only thing going through my head was, wow, I'm about to drink some wine. At church. I'm about to drink some wine at church, seriously. So communion to me was the time to drink some alcohol, bump shoulders with my buddies, and it was towards the end of service, so I knew that it was almost time to go home. My first communion, and the ones thereafter, were a direct reflection of how I thought about Jesus, which is to say I didn't at all. But Holy Communion is defined as the remembrance of Jesus Christ and what he did for us by dying on that cross. If you come up here and you aren't thinking about Jesus, you're not taking Holy Communion, you're having a snack.
Come on.
One thing I love about this church, there's a lot of things, but one thing I really love about this church is that you are not required to do anything before coming up to the table of the Lord. Everyone is welcome.
Amen.
It's a lot like believing in God. You don't have to believe. But if you do, good on you. Similarly, you don't have to come up here and think about Jesus, but if you do, good on you. Communion is the time to remember that we are nothing without Jesus. Without him, our semi-comfortable lives cease to exist and we are tossed into a lake of fire. In John chapter 6, verse 47, Jesus says, "Unless you believe that I am who I claim to be, you will die in your sin." Communion is the time to remember that Jesus is worthy and we are not. We depend on him for everything, including our next breath of air.
Amen.
The bread and juice symbolize our need for Jesus in eternal life as we need food and drink in our physical ones. Communion is the time to remember that Jesus is everything and without him, we are nothing. Thank you. God bless you.